You are listening to PodFi, the crypto podcast, brought to you from BSC News, bringing you the latest crypto, blockchain, and Web3 news. Here's your host,
good evening,
Tom.
And welcome to PodFi. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and are ready for the week ahead. This weekend, Bitcoin has traded pretty much sideways. There's not been that much volatility considering what's been happening over the past sort of couple of weeks or so. We had a low of around 16.8 and a high of around 17.5. Other tokens and coins have seen similar price action as well at the same time. So first of all, the biggest losers sort of over the past week or so is Helium. There's lots of people, especially in the UK, that have Helium miners. They're sort of look like Wi-Fi or radio routers that link with others, and you earn the token HNT through it. That's actually down 10%. And out of the top around 200, well, the top 200 market cap tokens or coins, that is down 10%, and that's the worst performing, considering that perhaps arguably we're in a bear market still, and what's been going on the past couple of weeks. That's not that bad, I don't think. But also with Helium, obviously they give out the reward of the HNT token. Again, I'm not 100% sure of the tokenomics, but with GameFi games especially, the reward token is often just exchanged for fiat. So with people earning HNT token with their routers, then just cashing out, it does sort of make sense for the price to go down. However, if you're into Helium and Helium mining or the HNT token, please do get in contact. It would be good to have a chat. The next biggest losers as well, Theta Network, down 8% over 7 days. 1inch, 7%, Eunice said Leo, and that's down 6.5%. And then last one, Neutrino US Dollar, and that's down 5%. And now the biggest winners, which is always fun, Axie Infinity. So that's actually up 30%, and it's currently trading around $8.77, which is a long way off its all-time high. However, the new Axie sort of game is coming out reasonably soon in the future, so people perhaps are preparing for that. Axie Infinity is a sort of staple in the GameFi play-to-earn space, and I think a lot of people are expecting, well, the king of GameFi to go from strength to strength. Next up at 20% over 7 days, GMX. Next is 20% again with Synthetics SNX token. Phantom with 13.6% up, FTM, and Thorchain Rune up 15% over the past 7 days. So the winners are a lot more, well, there's a lot more winners than there are losers, which is great to see. You know, could this be the bottom, a temporary bottom? Who knows? But it's good to see that more capital is being put into the crypto market, and people are feeling, well, as we can see from the 7 day gains, feeling more bullish. In the wake of what's happened with FTX, it seems as though actually at the moment everything is in the wake of, you know, the past couple of weeks with FTX. But anyway, in the wake of what's happened with FTX, the UK is starting to finalise their plans for regulation of what they call a Wild West crypto sector. This is from the Financial Times, can be read on the Financial Times, well, FT.com. They say in their article, implosion of FTX injects fresh urgency into the government's pledge to impose order. They go on to say the Treasury is finalising plans for a package of sweeping rules to regulate the cryptocurrency industry, including limits on foreign companies selling into the UK, provisions for how to deal with the collapse of companies, and restriction on the advertising of products. Next up, it goes on to say ministers will shortly launch a consultation on the new regulatory regime after the implosion of FTX injected fresh urgency into the government's promise to impose order on the finance's Wild West. Who knows what this will be like? There are arguments for and against regulation, very good arguments for and against regulation, and it seems to be quite a Marmite subject. Sorry if when I said Marmite subject, that didn't really make any sense there. So Marmite in the UK, if you don't already know, if you do know this, you can skip sort of 30 seconds, but it's a sort of sandwich filling, something that you have on toast that a lot of people really like and a lot of people hate, and no one is sort of in the middle with it. And that's the sort of same perhaps about regulation. Actually, come to think of it, I'm sort of in the middle of regulation. There are good points, but yeah, there are sort of bad points as well. Bitcoin itself is a peer-to-peer payment system to an extent, But yeah, we'll see. I do think what's happened with FTX, that cannot happen again, but I'm sure it will. But if it were to happen, you know, in the UK, well, I think, yeah, the UK needs to regulate to make sure another FTX doesn't happen in the UK. I think that's what they want to happen. Also protect their citizens' funds as well. I dread to think how much money has been lost by consumers to various crypto scams and just bad investing in general. For example, Binance in the UK, you could trade futures at a leverage of up to 125 times. Now, you can't trade futures if you just have a normal sort of standard account, but I do wonder sort of how much the average Joe has lost. It'd be interesting to see. Anyway, if you've got the figures for that, yeah, please do get in contact as well, because that perhaps might be a good podcast on its own. There is evidence to say that current CEOs of crypto exchanges, crypto firms, are still feeling bearish, and they perhaps think that the worst is yet to come. This isn't true of all crypto exchanges and projects and things. Obviously, Binance in the last few months, I think starting around maybe 4 months ago, 3 months ago or so, they went on a hiring spree. However, a lot of other exchanges, platforms have been cutting staff. Bloomberg has reported with their headline, "Crypto CEOs fearing worst is yet to come and are cutting more jobs." And this is backed up by a few companies cutting their staff. For example, SwiftX. Actually, that reads a bit funnily. It's SWYFTX, nothing to do with FTX at all, but that sort of stood out to me. So it cuts 90 jobs. So that reduces the workforce by 35%. CoinDesk has reported the exchange said that it doesn't have any direct exposure to FTX, although the job cuts are a result of the crypto downturn caused by FTX. So the FTX ripple is being felt far and wide. Yeah, and leading on from that as well, you might have been in a few Twitter spaces and also on YouTube and seen interviews with SBF recently. You can obviously think of that what you will. There are various opinions about how sort of he answered the questions, but they're all sort of documented online. So if you do want to see them, it's certainly worth a look, especially on YouTube. If you just type in SBF interview, it's about an hour, I think hour and 10 minutes long or so. And he explains sort of in his words what happened. Yeah, and that infamous tweet, what happened? Another crypto exchange as well, Bybit, that is planning to lay off 30% of staff. And again, CoinDesk have reported the exchange is trying to refocus amid a deepening bear market. And that's from its CEO on Twitter. Later today at 3 p.m. UTC on the BSC News Twitter, so that's at BSC News, we're hosting a Twitter space with Goodfellas NFT. So they've produced collections such as Hacked, also MFA Toads, and also the Notorious Binions. We're going to be talking about NFT marketplaces. They've got some really experienced people on their team, and also one of the best 3D artists that I know as well that makes their work, called Vacha, who I think is fantastic. So that's at 3 p.m. today on the BSC News Twitter. It will be very, very good. Well, very interesting. If you're interested in joining, do join us, and you can request to speak and join in the discussion as well. Also, if you're a holder of the BSC News NFT and you'd like to jump on a podcast, share your opinion about something, you're more than welcome to do so. Please do join our Discord if you'd like to get in contact or anything. And our Discord is discord.gg/BSCNewsNFT. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye bye.